Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business with a Close the Gap mentoring program designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you on this Thursday morning, January the 3rd. If you're just getting started, it's 7:37 a.m. Well, if you have not peeked outside or if you're on your way, you know by now that it is cold outside. Seems like it's going to be another cold day. So we want to encourage you to bundle up. This is that weather. This is that weather where so many people are coming down with colds and flus. And so we can hopefully circumvent some of that by wrapping up, making sure that we're staying warm and drinking your tea. Drink your tea. Lemon tea is very good at this time of the year. Green tea, kind of keep you warm on the inside. And as you're traveling in, we want to remind you to stay engaged. Still seeing way too many accidents. So make sure that you're not on mobile devices, especially text messaging as you're traveling in. Make sure that you're watching out for others. And make sure that you're reminded that kids are still on holiday vacation. So although it's cold, kids are out and about, still reveling in their new toys, their bicycles, and many of those kids are traveling outside of their neighborhood. So we would like to remind you to watch out for our kids. And you know what? Their holiday is winding down. So they're enjoying the last few days of Christmas vacation. So please be mindful as you are going through your day. Switching gears just a little bit, we have an incredibly important show coming up, and we want to introduce you to someone that has never been on the OPT network before. Her name is Nisa Muhammad. You may have seen her on Soledad O'Brien's Black in America 2. She's been a frequent guest on the Michael Basden show, and this morning we will introduce her to the OPT network. She's got a lot to talk about. We're going to take a quick break here, but it is a conversation that you will want to stay engaged for. Stay on point, everybody. It's 7:39, and we're back right after this.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Put one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bertice Berry, sociologist, author, lecturer, and mother. I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, this is your girl Monique, and I've been on point with my girl Carlette Christmas on Point Talk. God bless her.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT network. This segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides and surrounding areas. For more information, phone 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to HicksonHasIt.com. Selah Beauty Supply, if you're looking for the best in beauty care, whether it's extensions, weaves, scarves, Selah Beauty Supply is the place for you. They're at 4011 Lakeside Drive. Now, if you're just joining the show, it's 7:44 a.m. It's Thursday, January 3rd, and we're talking about an incredibly important conversation, and I'll tell you what it's about. You know, there was a time when marriage was really the logical next step in most young women's lives, but something happened. And the marriage rates started on a steep decline. And the group hardest hit by the decline were African American women. According to some statistics, 70% of black women are unmarried. And here to talk about this very incredible, important conversation is Ms. Nisa Muhammad. She is the founder and executive director of Wedded Bliss Foundation, a national initiative to promote marriage in the Black community. She's also the founder of Black Marriage Day, the fourth Sunday in March, which is an opportunity for communities to celebrate marriage. She started it about 2002 with 30 cities, and it's grown to over 300 communities. She has also been seen on Soledad's CNN's Black in America 2, and she's been a frequent guest on the Michael Bazden Show, and we welcome her to the OPT Network for the very first time. Nisa, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you again for having me.
Absolutely. Nisa, this is an alarming statistic that we look at when we look at African-American women. I want to first talk about how this movement has started for you and why you have become such a huge proponent.
You know, I write for a Black newspaper called the Final Call newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
It's published out of Chicago. And in about 2001, I was working on a fatherhood article, and I read some information from a Morehouse publication that said that Black married men made more money. And I said, that can't be right. And so I started doing some more research on marriage, and I found these incredible benefits to marriage. And not only do Black married men make more money, they live longer, they're healthier, their children do better in school. I mean, there were all of these incredible benefits. And I started thinking, does anybody Black know this stuff? And I kind of did my own little anecdotal study and asked friends and family, and nobody knew anything about this.
Wow.
So I started thinking, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why is there all these incredible benefits, and the people who could benefit from marriage the most don't know anything about these benefits? And so I went to this conference called Smart Marriages in 2001 and saw about 2,000 people solely focused on strengthening marriage in their communities. But there were only about 10, 15 Black people there.
Wow.
So I said, well, let me see if I could get something started in the D.C. area.
Mm-hmm.
Came back in 2001 and had a conference called Reviving Marriage in the Black Community. And really didn't think anybody was going to come, much less pay to come. We sold out.
Wow.
We sold out, and I had people calling me saying, this is the last straw. If this conference doesn't help our marriage, we're headed to divorce court. Please help us. And I was just blown away by the numbers of Black people who wanted help for their marriage but could not find anywhere to go. And that was kind of the birth of Wedded Bliss Foundation. And since 2001, when we got started, we have just been going like the Energizer Bunny, so to speak, to try to do what we can to strengthen marriage in the Black community.
Okay. And before we do that, before we strengthen marriage, and this is important, we've got so many African-American women. The statistics say 70% are unmarried. What is up with that? And are those statistics, are they exaggerated?
No, they're probably pretty accurate. The thing is that the marriage rate has gone down throughout the whole Western world.
Mm-hmm.
This is not just a Black problem. White marriage rates have gone down throughout the U.S., Canada, Europe, all of that. But what happens is that when white America has a cold, Black America has pneumonia. So stuff affects them, and they have safety nets to help them survive the decline. We don't have those kind of safety nets in our families.
Mm-hmm.
And so since the generation that we're seeing now is almost the first generation where these young people are not doing better than their parents.
Mm-hmm. And what do we say to that generation that are not doing better than their parents? Because I know that, and even looking at all of the research, there was a time, and I said it at the top of the show, where the natural progression was you went to college and then you kind of were encouraged that, you know, you were hopefully you were going to get married after that, but that progression has seemingly changed now.
And so, you know, what happens is that natural progression stemmed from seeing marriage in our families.
Mm-hmm.
And so the sad thing is today, well, once upon a time, we could maybe see a bad marriage here or there, and you could say, well, I don't want my marriage to be like that, or I don't want it to be like that. We see no marriages today. And so the question is, why is it that so many women are unmarried? And really, women are delaying getting married further and further. And so the National Marriage Project did a survey on why men delay getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found out is that men delay marriage for the number one reason they delay marriage is because women provide domestic comforts without commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And so a man does not have to commit to a woman for her to provide sexual gratification, emotional support, domestic chores around the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so the old adage, why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free,
mm-hmm.
is really modernized today. So if they say, why buy the software when you can download it for free?
Wow. And so,
no one is telling our young people even to think about marriage or even to, you know, be monogamous or even to, you know, resist adultery. Nobody's giving our young people these messages.
Mm-hmm. And so now you have more and more women that are willing to live together with men and provide all that you just said without the commitment.
Absolutely right. And this is the message that this society gives us. You know, I was speaking at Morehouse College, and I asked the young men to name me a song where a black man is singing to a woman, preferably a black woman, and saying, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
They looked around and started scratching their heads, and they were like, saying, I love you.
Uh-huh.
And they could not think of one song.
Wow.
And so where once upon a time there were mm-hmm. cultural cues in the media, in our music, mm-hmm. our movies, our families, that encouraged us to get married. As you talked about, there was this logical thing of progression. Those cultural cues are absent today. So the music today gives young people a message of sex mm-hmm. without responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by design. It's not by circumstance or just happenstance. This is really done by design, because strong marriages got black people through the Ku Klux Klan,
mm-hmm.
through Reconstruction, through racism. All of that Jim Crow, strong marriages got us together. I mean, kept us together.
Mm-hmm.
Rosa Parks was able to sit down in that bus and not move because she had a husband at home.
Mm-hmm.
Had she been a single mom with some children, she would have got up and had second thoughts and would have said, let me just go to the back of the bus because I have to go to work. I got to take care of my children.
Right.
You know, her strength was derived because she had a husband.
Mm-hmm.
She had someone to back her up, and she knew that she had that kind of power, which we just disregard today.
I hear what you're saying, Nisa, and I hear women in the spirit realm saying, you know, right on, you're right on point with that, but where are the good black men? You know, there are many women that are saying, yes, I want what you're saying, and I believe in that, but are having real challenges finding a man to meet those challenges with them.
So that is, I think that's also part of the myth of what's going on in our community. And I say myth very loosely, because yes, there is a short of what we typically call a good black man, but there's an abundance of black men that are really good out there that we bypass and that would love to have a good black woman to marry. See, I think part of the issue for black women is that we have become the woman who has found our affirmation through education
mm-hmm.
and our jobs.
Yep.
And so we have accomplished things in our life. And so these are the things that affirm us, that make us feel good about ourselves, which is wonderful. But the skills that we acquire in achieving these accomplishments are not the same skills that it takes to keep the black man happy. He does not want to be managed by his wife.
Mm.
He does not want to marry a colleague. He wants to marry a wife.
And so how do we help women to make that differentiation? Because for many women, they are their profession, and it's hard, especially if you've been single, to come in and make that transition.
I think what has to happen is it has to be almost like a re-education of our women. And I do classes with women around the country. I do classes in the D.C. area to help women understand what it takes to be a wife, because it's not the same thing to be a wife as it is to manage a law firm or to be a lawyer or a teacher. Two totally different skill sets. And we applaud the women who have accomplished. These are great feats. But the greatest feat is being able to marry and keep a black man happy. It's a major feat also to be able to do both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we live sometimes as black people in two worlds. So we know how to talk when we're around black people, and we know how to talk when we're around other people. It's called code switching. And the same thing has to be with our lives. We know how to act one way on the job, and we have to know how to act another way when we're home with our husbands. And it's a very, very different skill set. I can't emphasize that enough, that too many times we think the same skill set that we are that has helped us to be successful on our jobs is the same skill set we use to be successful in our relationships, and they're two totally different skill sets.
Absolutely. This is an important conversation. We've got to take a quick break here. Stay on point. We'll be back with more of Nisa Muhammad right after this.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play at Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com, or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm. Imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent,
and I've been On Point
with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, it's 7:59. Today's Thursday, January the 3rd, and we are joined by Miss Nisa Muhammad. She is the founder and executive director of Wedded Bliss Foundation. It's a national initiative to promote marriage in the Black community. And we're talking about marriages and families, and we're also talking about singles. And before we went to the break, and during the break, Nisa and I were talking about men and women being very different, Nisa. And you said that women are having to reposition themselves. Let's speak to that.
Yeah, you know, once upon a time, women and men had these you know, marriages, and they lasted a long time. The divorce rates were not as we see today. And they had very different roles and very different understandings of what a husband does and what a wife was. And things were a lot more defined. Mm-hmm. Things today are a lot more blurry. The lines are blurry. You know, what does a wife do? What does a husband do? And where can you even go to learn,
mm-hmm.
you know, what a husband does and what a wife does? And so today, women want our husbands to be our best friends.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to talk to us. We want them to communicate us. And so we almost are trying to reconfigure men to be almost like pseudo women.
But let me ask you this, though, Nisa. Let me ask you this. Is that unrealistic?
I think it really depends on the man. And for a lot of men, it is very unrealistic to look for them to be what we're thinking of. Now, let's just look at it in terms of communication. Women speak, on average, let's say 7,000 to 10,000 words a day.
Mm-hmm.
This is what studies have shown.
Right.
Women, 7,000 to 10,000 words a day. Men, sometimes 3,000 to 5,000, and if he's a very talkative man, maybe 7,000 words a day. So now, by the time the man has been to work, he comes home, he has used up almost all of his words.
Wow.
But we still have thousands of words to go.
Right.
So we're looking for him to talk, and what about that? And he's like, I'm just worn out.
Mm-hmm.
And so he retreats. He doesn't want to do a whole lot of talking, you know. And then now the friction is going, because we're like, wait a minute, how come you're not talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong? You know, is there a problem? And so when we want to talk more, trying to get him to talk, and he wants to talk less. And so the thing is, we have to be able to understand the differences in men and the differences in women.
Mm-hmm.
Men have to understand women, and women have to understand men.
And, you know, Steve Harvey said something very interesting. You know, after all of the, you know, the hoopla behind his book, I decided to pick the book up and read it. And he said, you know, women are talking to other women about men. And his view from a male perspective is that women really don't understand how men think and how diametrically opposed we really are. And so I think, and you know, we really can't have a conversation that's meaningful until we really get to an understanding of the men, what they need, what they want.
I think part of the issue is, let me just say, I love Steve Harvey. I read his book, and I'm a fan of his work. Part of the problem is we look at this world, and we think the world is as we see it. But the black man has been destroyed like no other man in history.
Okay.
He faces racism. He faces challenges that the average, regular other man does not have to face. And so we have to know who it is that we're dealing with. When we come home, we don't know what he has often faced that has now put him in a position where he can't even communicate, or how he has been destroyed, what white woman clutched her purse on the elevator when he got on, or you know, people locked their doors when he walked, locked their car doors when he walked by, you know, or accused him of stealing in Macy's. We don't often know what he has had to endure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think everything is fine because of our experiences, and even though we struggle, his is a very different struggle. And so, you know, so looking at, you know, Steve Harvey's book, we have to understand what is going on with the black man.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't want to, as women, we don't want to think like a man. We want to think like women.
Right.
We want to be, because the more we think like a man, the less we think like a woman.
Mm.
And I think part of what we have to understand is that as women, we have to have a certain kind of thinking. When men are in high-stress environments, their testosterone raises. Men thrive in high-stress environments. Their testosterone raises. They love that.
Mm-hmm.
When women are in high-stress environments also, our testosterone goes up as well. And we begin to take on male characteristics.
Wow.
And so, because we have to adapt
mm-hmm.
to the high-stress environment. So we know how to be aggressive. We know how to be assertive. We know how to take charge. We know how to run things.
Right.
We can run some stuff. But then we come home, we want to run our husbands.
Right.
We want to tell him what to do. And it doesn't even have to be a husband. It could just be a live-in boyfriend, a mm-hmm. live-in lover or whatever. So we want to run them too.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's just been run by the white people on his job. He's just been run perhaps by the black people on his job. So he wants to come home to be run by his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Not happening. It's not happening.
So how do women downshift? You know, because I think that maybe sometimes this happens in relationships, and maybe the woman is not even aware, or women are not even aware that they're really doing this, because it's just almost become ingrained in who they are.
Absolutely right. Women are blameless in this. It has become the natural effect, or the natural after effects, of having to work in high stress environments.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is that we have to begin to look at our relationships and marriage very seriously and have some classes. Women need to get together and have small community groups where we talk about what it takes to be successful in our marriages. It's a crisis situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I use this analogy. Before our young people can drive a car and not wreck and cause the damage and loss of life, they have to take driver's education.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get married, before we do anything in order to not wreck someone's life,
right?
Where is the wife education, or the husband education, or the marriage education that we can begin to learn some skills to be successful? Unfortunately, it's not out there like really we need to have it available, because our families and our relationships are in crisis mode. And that's why, you know, I started Black Marriage Today, so we can begin to celebrate marriage in
mm-hmm.
our community. Because typically when you hear about marriage in our community, somebody done me wrong, somebody breaking up,
mm-hmm.
it didn't last. And so I'm trying to get our communities to be celebratory of marriage instead of, why would you want to do that?
Exactly.
And so for your art, I would love to come back to your listening area and do some work with your listeners, because it is desperately needed.
Absolutely. And let me just make this point as well. As we were talking about women and their roles, I wondered, as I was doing the research and reading the information, if the idea, the age-old traditional idea of women and the matriarchal role that we have always played since probably the beginning of time, if that does not affect relationships as well, because the matriarch always had to be strong, always had to carry the load. And so invariably, maybe women as singles go in feeling that way because they're already carrying the load of their lives.
No, that's a very good point. And it's interesting, you know, the Black woman having to be strong. You know, we're the only woman that has to be strong. Where is the strong white woman? Why doesn't she have to be strong? Where is the strong Asian woman? You never hear about the strong, you know, Latino woman. But the Black woman, it's almost like taking us back to slavery, when we had to be strong, lift that barge, tote that bill. We had to be strong in the field, strong in the master's house, strong with our children. We had to be strong unlike any other woman. And I debunked that theory. I think these are stereotypes that we have brought along with us. Why can't we be soft and gentle like every other woman?
Well, why can't we? Why can't we? What's up with that?
You know what? We can, but the issue is because we think we don't have a man with us that can allow us to be strong, to be soft. Because see, what happens is that a woman with the right man, he softens her.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't have to be strong, because, you know.
But has she been done? But Nisa, has she been done wrong so long, and so many times, that she's afraid to be vulnerable?
You know. So this is the thing. What it is, it's not so much that she's been done so wrong. Let's look, for example, at Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton.
Okay.
They have a very public marriage. Nobody's situation has been done as bad as her
mm-hmm.
with the whole Monica Lewinsky. Hillary Clinton knew her marriage was worth more than his tryst with Monica Lewinsky. They got past that. Monica Lewinsky is history.
Mm-hmm.
You hardly even remember. But with all of what Hillary Clinton does, she is powerful. She is smart. She is this. You don't hear her people saying that she's a strong woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
You know, she's a strong white woman. But she exhibits everything, all the characteristics. But for the Black woman, you know, Michelle Obama, she's called a strong Black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and so people look at it like, whoa, what's going on? But see, we don't really see it, because we revel in being a strong Black woman. But we have to begin to understand that it's a hidden hand, so to speak, that is not helping us with this. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's it's amazing because what happens is that because we're relegated as strong, then we try to be strong in every area of our life, even when we have a man.
Nisa, that's a great point because, you know what, maybe a lot of people listening this morning on Point had never really thought about that because we look at our strengths as just that, strength. And for years and years and years, people have said how strong we are. Let's take a quick break here, but that's something to think about. Stay on Point, everybody. What an amazing, amazing conversation. We're back right after this.
Listen as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
LaTanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. LaTanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. LaTanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card, its convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This is a hot, hot topic of conversation, and it's one that people are really, quite frankly, Nisa, not having worldwide enough. Soledad O'Brien broached it. Michael Basden's talked about it. Now we're trying to open up the can and have the conversation. But what I said to you during the break was this. Very hurtful to me when I read the statistic that African-American women are the most unpartnered women in the world. In the world.
You know, it's really a very sad situation, and with that fact in mind, we should understand why so many black women are angry,
mm-hmm.
why so black many women are upset, because we are the most unpartnered women in the world. It's not even just the U.S., the most unpartnered women in the world. No, there's nobody to tickle us, you know? Who tickles us? Who kisses us at night? Who rubs us and says, honey, I love you, and I'm going to love you forever and ever? So that would make somebody angry, you
yeah.
know, because and then not only on top of that, we don't even see the possibility of somebody there,
mm-hmm.
you know, that would make us angry. And not only that, not we don't have anybody, we don't see the possibility of anybody. There's nothing in our community even try to remedy the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So that now, okay, I don't have it. I'm looking at my daughter. What's going to happen with my daughter?
Right.
And, how is she going to find somebody?
And so you had something very interesting to say, and you said that Soledad put it really, really frank, and we had some real frank conversations the times that she was on our show as well about the issue of women and marriage and her own mother.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, one of the things that we may have mentioned in the previous segment was about the matriarchy,
mm-hmm.
and how the black woman is seen as a matriarch and running her family and taking care of things. And when I was interviewed by Soledad O'Brien, she mentioned to me a very touching story from her childhood. Her mother is black. She's from Cuba. Her father is white. And her mother sat her and her siblings down,
mm-hmm.
she and her siblings down when they were young, and said, I love all of you best. I love all of you equally, but I love Daddy best.
Mm-hmm.
I love all of you equally, but I love Daddy best. And that gave her an imprint in her mind, the hierarchy of what's going on in their family, the pecking order, so to speak, that the children were all loved, but Daddy was number one in the family.
Right. And have we now we've gotten away from that pecking order, though, haven't we?
Oh, we have totally gotten away from that. Where now, as women, we want to be number one in the family. We want to be the one that is loved the best. And what happens is that it's the destruction of our families, and especially the destruction of the black man. If he can't be
mm-hmm.
number one on the job, and he can't even be number one in his life, in his family, he can't run his family.
Right.
If you saw the CNN segment that I was featured in,
mm-hmm.
Black in America,
I did.
Too, there was a couple who had been married for 21 years,
mm-hmm.
and they were reaching the point where they were considering divorce after 21 years.
Right.
And what happened was their issue was their 13 or 14-year-old daughter wanted to date
mm-hmm.
and approached the mom and said, you know, I'm interested in dating. The mom was like, okay, I'll talk to Daddy. We'll consider it. The mom came from a single-parent household.
Right.
Where if you're in a single-parent household, you know mom's rule.
That's right.
That is just, you know, mom's
That's
rule.
Just the way that it is.
It's just the way that it is. But the dad came from a two-parent household, and he knew dad's rule.
Mm-hmm.
And so the daughter wanted to date. The mom talked to the dad about it. The dad said, no, you know, it's not a good idea. I've been a 14-year-old boy. I've been a 15-year-old boy. I know what they're after.
Right.
It's don't let her date. So a year passed. The daughter kept asking. The mom finally said, okay, it's all right to date. The dad was furious. The dad felt like his authority had been usurped as the head of the household. He had no control over his children. And so the daughter dated. Well, the next daughter came around. She wanted to date, too. And but this was with an older guy. And then the mother was having a fit. Well, come on, I need you to get involved with this dad. Because now that the other daughter wants to date, he said, I told you this was a major problem. Don't do it.
Right.
But you ignored me. And that created a major, major gulf.
Right. Resentment. Resentment.
Resentment. And so the wife, of course, wanted the husband to talk. He was like, there's nothing for me to say.
Right. She wanted him on board with it, but he had said unequivocally that this is not the right decision. And don't you think, is that one of the issues where we're usurping our man's power? And maybe oftentimes she didn't, and you knew from that, she didn't even realize, I don't think, the magnitude of what she had really done.
She totally, you're absolutely right. She did not realize the magnitude of what she had done. As I said, she came from a single-parent household, mom's rule.
Mm-hmm.
He came from a two-parent household where he knew the dad's rule. And so he did not understand why she didn't just say, okay, honey, you know, I trust your judgment. You know, they won't date. You know, they're too young to date. And so she did not understand how crushing it is, how devastating it is for a black man to feel like he has no authority in his own home.
Right. And don't you think that that's very much happening across the board, though, Nisa, where women have no real idea how important it is? But even beyond that, Nisa, if we're just going to be honest, there was a time, and I think it's still very, very true, where there was sort of an unspoken way with women where you make the man think that he's in charge, but he really isn't.
Kind of fun. I talk about that in my classes about a woman's magic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you are a magician, you do all kind of stuff and nobody even knows how it even happened.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, poof, you know, you pull a rabbit out of a hat. Wow, how did that get in there? How did that happen? Wow, I don't even know. It is a woman's magic. And so when a woman is really in tune with herself and she knows who she is as a female, she understands the magic that she has. She understands the man that she's with, she understands her husband, and she knows what it takes to get him to understand and see her way.
Mm-hmm.
And so too many times we believe what we see on TV. You just say what it is. It's like this. You don't like it. I don't care. I mean, it's blah, 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 blah. No, the whole finesse of conversation with texting and the abbreviation, the whole finesse that comes with a conversation between a man and a woman is gone.
Mm-hmm.
It is gone. And so we have all of these verbal wars that everybody wants to win. And when somebody is trying to win, the relationship loses.
Absolutely. And let me just say this. We've got to take a quick break here. But there has been a battle, a war going on for marriages since the beginning of time. Everything that God loves, the devil hates. One are better than two. And this is a conversation that we must have. Stay on point. Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's newest beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands,
wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive, or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of One Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, we're joined by Nisa Muhammad. I tell you, we're getting emails, text messages, and phone calls. It is an incredible conversation. Nisa Muhammad is the founder and executive director of Wedded Bliss Foundation. It's a national initiative to promote marriage in the Black community. And plus, so much more, Nisa. And I asked Nisa during one of the last breaks, I said, you are so passionate about this issue that I can tell that that passion boils over and sometimes it makes you a little bit heated.
No, you're absolutely right. I am passionate about this issue. And sometimes I do get angry because I work with people sometimes who are at their wits' end. They come to me when they have tried, really not that they've really tried everything else, but they have no other avenues. You know, a lot of times their churches don't have the right programs to offer to them. You know, it's easier to find a liquor store or a carryout or a beauty supply place in the Black community than it is to find help for your marriage. Mm-hmm. And so for couples that are struggling and want to save their marriage, they don't want to just give up, they can't find the help. They can't find what they need, and a lot of times, you know, the therapy is expensive, or the counseling is expensive. And what we do is we come into communities and we offer marriage education. We give people some skills to help them be successful, regardless of the issue or topic that comes up.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Nisa, you're absolutely right. And this is an issue that is not talked about nearly enough. I think we've just sort of glanced over it and accepted the statistics. And another alarming statistic is that 42% of Black women have never been married. And that is double the number of white women and other races that have never been married. And so I guess the real question is this: is there a way to make the adjustment for women?
You know, I think there is a way to adjust this issue and solve this problem. You know, I tell women all the time, the one you're looking for is looking for you too. Mm-hmm. The one you're looking for is looking for you. We just have to be ready and open. And I think a lot of times, because we've heard the statistics, we've bought into the hype that I'm not going to find anybody. And so we present ourselves in that kind of way. I'm not going to find anybody. You got to take me as I am. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you have to offer me? And what do you have, the 50 things on my list? When really, are we presenting ourselves in a way that this is what I have to offer? I am a wonderful woman. Mm-hmm. I would make a great wife.
Maybe have women gotten away, Nisa, from the idea of being chosen instead of choosing?
I think so. You know, this is a world where women want equality. They want to be the same as men.
Mm-hmm.
And so they position themselves to be the chooser as opposed to being chosen or as opposed to being, you know, the woman that's being sought after.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a whole different way of life. And I think what has to happen is that, as I mentioned earlier, there have to be these women's groups or these little, you know, Saturday morning classes for women or Saturday afternoon. And we got book clubs. Let's do a wife club, or, mm-hmm. you know. And the thing is,
Or a singles club. But listen to this, though. Listen to this, though, Nisa. We had Christy on. She's from Oprah Magazine. She's a writer yesterday. And we were talking about the whole idea of envy and jealousy. And this, too, is another hidden emotion that until we own these truths, we can't have any kind of clubs because it's hard for women to come together in truth.
You're right. But see, as long as we say until we do this, it never gets done. Because the until never happens. We have to just begin to get together and just struggle with one another. We got to struggle with one another. We got to work together to really kind of make it happen for mm-hmm. ourselves. You know, it's easier to do it among five people than it is to do it among 500.
Mm-hmm.
But little by little, working together, women working together, we can make things happen for each other
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just talking about the problem and not doing anything about the problem.
Absolutely. Now, let me rewind you and let's talk about what struggle with one another really means. Because that is something that in order for that to happen, we got to, you know, identify what that means.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, a lot of times you hear women saying, I can't stand to be around other women because they're this, they're that. And, you know, but wait a minute, we're talking about ourselves here. We're talking about ourselves. Generally, the very thing we don't like about another person is
mm-hmm.
something we don't like about ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so instead of pointing the finger at someone else's flaws, we need to begin to do some self-improvement.
Absolutely.
You know, let's talk about the issue of envy. You know, am I envious? Have I ever been envious? You know, what does envy look like? How is it demonstrated? How is it manifested? What does it look like? You know, can I rid myself of any envy and jealousy that I may have of someone else? Can I just be thankful and grateful for what I have
mm-hmm.
and who I am and all of that? And so these are some issues and things that we have to begin to look at in ourselves.
Absolutely.
And begin to make some rapid progress because our communities are suffering. Our children are suffering.
Mm-hmm. And we have to begin to own our truths, Nisa, I think, before we can begin any of the healing. And really, it's like William Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true. And I think before we can go into relationships, we really, and I've been talking about this since before the beginning of the year, knowing yourself. Knowing yourself.
You know, that is so important because if you know yourself, then you know what kind of person that you are going to be interested in.
Or that you are not going to be interested in.
And that's the other thing, that you're not going to be interested in, because that's really what this work is all about. How are you going to pair with somebody and you don't really know what kind of person you are?
Exactly.
You know, so to know yourself is a major first step.
And so with all of this conversation, and I know I can feel in the spirit realm, women are saying many things. They're saying, you know, everybody has a reason for why the statistics look the way that they look. But can we come to some real solutions about helping women? Obviously, there's some adjustments that have to be made, probably on both ends of the spectrum, women and then men. How do we begin to remake the images that we have seen and that we have come to understand? Because really all we are is just, we are the product of what we've learned. So how do we unlearn that to create relationships that are workable?
You know, I think one of the main things that we have to begin to realize as women is that the skills that we use to help us be successful on our job and in school are not the same skills to be successful in a relationship.
And so many women, Nisa, stop right there. Many women don't have those skills because many people have come from homes that, as we said earlier, that were either parented, they were void. They were either parented by a single mother,
mm-hmm.
or there was a divorce there. So we really don't have any clue about what that looks like.
And so what I suggest women doing, find a group of wives that have been married for a significant period of time and whose marriage is relatively successful. Nobody has to have a perfect marriage, but find women who feel a little bit comfortable saying, you know what, I tried this and that totally doesn't work.
And women that can be real with you, Nisa, women exactly. that can be real and can be honest. Mm-hmm. Because I am telling you this, none of this works without self-truth.
Exactly. You know, you're absolutely right. Women who can be like, you know, we get mentors for our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
We have mentors for careers, but what about a mentor to help you be a better wife?
That's right.
You know, what about a mentor for that? You know, but people don't think of they don't see the value of being a wife on the same level as being an administrator
mm-hmm.
on a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but where are the mentors for people to be successful? And I say I'm using the word wife generically, trying to everybody is not married.
Right.
In fact, most Black people are not married. So I'm using the term generically. But what about a mentor so I can be the best woman I can be in a relationship?
Right. I agree. And you're saying that most Black people are not married, and that's just not something you're saying. That is what the statistics bear out. And I guess that's why it's really a tough, tough conversation to have for all of the singles, for all of our single sisters out there, not only African-American women, but all women who are looking to be chosen and have not yet been chosen. And when I looked at some of the stories and read some of the stories where one young woman said, you know what, I had a list of about 50 things that I wanted my ideal mate to be, and I have it in my Bible, and I'm praying for those things and has prayed for years and years and years. And she said, now I'm down to about 10 things. I mean, you know, that broke my heart. What does that say?
I don't mean to laugh because it's very serious, but see, that's what this world teaches us to do. This world teaches us to have these long lists of things that we are looking for in a man, that it almost becomes unrealistic, and it's really mm-hmm. laughable.
And I'm telling
you, it's really laughable.
Every one of these women that were in this statistic or in this research study had more than either one or more degree in higher learning, had great jobs, were homeowners, had probably the car of their dream, had all of what I call the trappings of society, because they can become a trap if they're not utilized, right? But their list was endless.
Right. So, you know, we part of Black Marriage Day is to help us to raise the value of marriage at least to that of a college education, at least to that of your career, so that the same time, effort, and attention and care that we put into being successful on our jobs, we put into being successful in our marriages or whatever relationship that we're in. Because it doesn't get the same care, time, and attention. It doesn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to be able to at least raise the value of marriage so that we look at it differently.
Mm-hmm. And you said something interesting. You said that when we look at marriage and the Black community, it has not been appealing.
And, you know, I tell my couples all the time, a lot of times married couples have become the worst advertisement for marriage, because we have made marriage look old, tired, and boring. The people who are having all the fun, the people who are having all the great sex, people who are having all the exciting times are the singles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you go out to a restaurant, you see the people who are flirting with each other or who are cuckooing in each other's ears or laughing and joking are the singles. And what about the married people? What are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking at each other like, I can't believe we are wasting my time out here doing this. Or they're talking about the bills, or they're talking about the children. You know, what happened to all the fun and excitement about being married?
What did happen to it, Nisa? What happened?
Yeah. You know what? Life gets in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Life gets in the way. But we have to begin to always inject the energy and the passion and the love back into our marriage, just like if we're on a job, you know, and we feel like we're in a rut, we learn some new skills, we take a class, and we apply for it, we try to rise higher, you know, in the company.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to always look at our marriage like that, so that we're always doing something to improve our marriage.
And you know what? That's interesting that would bring us to one of the various calls that we have had during the show. And a gentleman called in and he said just what we're talking about. He said, what if you're married and the tickle is no longer there? You know, I think a lot of people, you know, singles have one plight, and then married people who have just lost the sizzle over time have another plight. How do we help those folks?
Yeah. Well, you know what? One of the things we do in my classes, we do an eight-week series of classes for couples, and we also do weekend marriage retreats. And we use a curriculum called Basic Training for Couples. And one of our classes, one of our topics is keeping the fire burning.
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep the fire burning? And so we use FIRE as an acronym for faithfulness, mm-hmm. intimacy, responsibility, and excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so very important to keep your marriage exciting. It's so very important to do things that you know are going to, you know, pique your spouse's interest or your partner's interest, so that it's never a dull moment. I mean, it may get to be, you know, a little routine, but it doesn't have to be dull. It can always be exciting.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had talked about this at the first of the year, and we were saying to those couples, DC and I, that over time, if you're not careful, you will lose that tickle, if you will. And sometimes, if it's gone for extended periods of time, then it's almost uncomfortable to come back to that place of intimacy because you have become estranged, although together.
Oh, it is. I mean, and really, the loss of interest in sex is one of the key signs that you have a major problem in your marriage. It is a key sign because it's called, I mean, the sexual intimacy reinvigorates the marriage. It re-energizes the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It's a necessary component of marriage. It's not optional. It's not just having this. It is a necessary component of marriage. In the absence, the connection, you're losing the connection. It helps to reconnect and it helps to re-energize the marriage. And so when that's gone, that's a key sign of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you get into what's called a sex-starved marriage.
Mm-hmm. And when that happens, you know, you can expect that, you know, there's going to be a breakdown over time.
Yes, there's definitely going to be a breakdown. And that's why, you know, people need to know where they can go for help.
Absolutely. So, Nisa, give us all of your information, how people can connect with you and how they can bring these seminars to their churches, to their cities. Let's talk
yes.
about that.
Well, you know, we travel all around the country doing programs and weekend retreats for couples and families. And so for more information on how we can come back to your area, go to my website, Wedded Bliss, Inc., weddedblissinc.com, weddedblissinc.com. Send us an email. Let us know what you're interested in. We would love to come back to your area and do a program. We have Black Marriage Day coming up. It is March 17th. It is typically every year the fourth Sunday, but because of Easter and Palm Sunday,
mm-hmm.
we moved it up a week so as not to interfere with Easter and Palm Sunday and Easter. And so this year, Black Marriage Day is March 17th.
Mm-hmm. And so, Nisa, tell people, you know, because you have been on this mission and this is really a ministry for you. What is the most important message that you hope, because we've talked about so many things, there's so many more things that we can talk about and that we will talk about in the future. What is the most important thing that you hope that men and women alike will carry away from this conversation?
I think the one thing that I would like for your listeners to understand is that marriage matters.
Mm-hmm.
And that a lot of times we think it's just a piece of paper or it doesn't really count. It's the commitment that's really important. Marriage matters. If you look at our young people that are often railroaded into jails, our jails are full of young people that come from single-parent households, mothers who have done the best they could, but the best they could was not enough.
Mm.
You know, children need a mom and a dad in the home together, rearing them to success.
Absolutely.
Marriage matters. It makes a difference. It changes things. You know, when a couple goes before the God of their understanding and makes that commitment in mm-hmm. front of their family and friends, marriage matters. It makes a totally different. Marriage is the best environment for a woman to express her sexuality.
Absolutely.
She doesn't have to wonder, is he going to call me tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
If I do A, what is he going to think about me? If I do B, is he going to talk bad about me? Marriage matters.
Absolutely. Nisa Muhammad, you have been absolutely amazing. Again, your
Thank
website.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Your website, let me give it one more time. It's www.weddedblissinc.com. Nisa Muhammad, thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us and the earliest right here on the official OPT network.
Thank you so much. And you have for your listeners, have a great day.
Absolutely. Stand by for me, Nisa. You're on point, everybody, and we'll be back right after this.
Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Well, it's Thursday, January 3rd, and I tell you, what an interesting conversation. And you know, we really prayed about this conversation and did a lot of research, a lot of work on this subject, and we felt like it was one of those subjects that's really... it's really hard to talk about because of the statistical data and looking at the fact that African-American women are the most unpartnered women in the world was tough to read, is tough to say, and even tougher to say that 70% of African-American women are not marrying. And so this is why we wanted to have Nisa Muhammad in. She's a journalist. She's a writer. She is a woman who has taken on this cause of marriage in the African-American community, trying to help to strengthen, shed light on some issues that maybe we're not talking about. And as I sat and listened to the conversation, I started thinking, I hope that it made you think as well, especially as women. And women, I know, you're probably saying, why is it always us that has to change? Well, I say it every morning, change has to start with each individual, and for men too. But for women, I think what she was saying was right on point about repositioning ourselves. And oftentimes, ladies, we take this domineering position and we don't even realize it. And really, when you really are not in tune, whether you're in a relationship, whether you're in a marriage, sometimes you can be unintuned to your actions and how they affect a man. And until you get in tune and you understand that you've got to know yourself and that you're not defined by the job title or the degrees, and they don't define what happens at home. And that I was saying to Nisa, because people who listen to the show know that DC and I have been together for many, many years, and we've been married for many, many years. But the idea of what God said in the Bible is that the man is the head of the family, somehow has to come back into full circle for families to take the right course and to head and sail in the right direction. It was not intended, and I didn't write the words. I'm just articulating what God's word says, and I know that there are different religions and different perceptions, but from this one person's perception and perspective, men have got to become the heads of families again. But ladies, we've got to let them. We've got to step back. It doesn't mean that we are being weak. It really means that we're being strong when we say, yes, honey, I trust you. I trust your decision. I stand with you. And when we start to build our men up, we'll start to see the difference. But if we're constantly tearing each other down and tearing our man down and questioning everything that he does and making him question himself in the realm of everything else that he has, then we're going to see more of the same. And this is a subject that we have just on this show began to open. But this is a conversation that we will continue, and we'll continue to talk about it and to see what's happening not only in the sphere that we cover, but in the world, and to see if we can impart information that will make us all think a little bit differently. And I'm telling you, ladies, if you have not heard anything else, hear this. If you continue to do the same thing, if you continue to be the same person that you are in every relationship, and you continue to get the same result every time, that is called insanity. And so you may need to step back, way back, and take a look at yourself and begin to know who you are so that you'll know what you'll accept and what you won't accept. And this is a process. This is a process, and one conversation is not going to heal all. We understand that, but it will begin to make us think. This is why you've got to be on point, because you never know who's going to be on point. You never know what we're going to be talking about. We have got some of the most incredible people lined up for this year that you just won't want to miss what's going to be happening on point. As always, you guys are incredible. Thank you for all the phone calls, the text messages, the emails. Thank you for being on point. But most importantly, thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Change starts with you, and it starts with me. For David Christmas, for Deuce Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Thursday. God willing, we'll see you right back here on Friday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointc.com.